We continue with the first of our reports, the new space race. For SpaceX and Tesla chief Elon Musk and Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, the sky is not the limit. The two billionaire geeks are engaged in a spectacular race to colonize Mars and other planets. What exactly are their ambitions? And how close are they to success? I Love English World investigates. What was the first space race?
This was the rivalry between the Soviet Union and the USA in the 1960s. When the Soviets launched Sputnik, the first satellite, in 1957, it turned the conquest of space into a contest between two rival ideologies, communism and capitalism. In 1961, the Soviets also put the first man into space, Yuri Gagarin, which prompted President Kennedy to announce that the USA had to put a man on the moon because no single space project will be more impressive to mankind, and none will be so difficult or expensive to accomplish. America effectively won the space race when Neil Armstrong walked on the moon in 1969, after which public support for space exploration died away.
Why is a new space race starting?
While some states, China in particular, still see space exploration as a question of national prestige, the new space race isn't really political at all. It's primarily about the enthusiastic rivalry of two billionaire geeks in the USA, Elon Musk, head of Tesla and SpaceX, and Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon. According to Bezos' high school girlfriend, the whole purpose of starting Amazon was to generate the money he needed for his rocket company, Blue Origin, which he launched in 2000. Elon Musk started his company, SpaceX, 2 years later, but has advanced faster. His Falcon rocket, named after the Millennium Falcon in Star Wars, is by far the cheapest means of putting satellites into orbit, a business he now dominates with 18 commercial launches last year, more than America and Europe combined.
What are Bezos and Musk's objectives?
Both have developed reusable rockets, which massively cuts the cost of going into space. Bezos's objective is for humanity to protect Earth's environment by moving its energy production and heavy industry into space. He foresees a future where millions of people live and work off-planet, and we mine asteroids for resources, while Earth is purely residential. Musk is big on environmental protection via his electric cars and solar power companies, but he believes that one day a cataclysm, such as a meteor strike, will make Earth uninhabitable. To survive, therefore, humanity needs to colonize other planets, starting with Mars. His ambition with SpaceX is to become a Martian himself.
How close are they to success?
Bezos says that his new Shepard rockets will begin taking tourists into orbit in 2019, and they have already done a test flight where the passenger was a dummy called Mannequin Skywalker, Star Wars again. Musk, meanwhile, has just successfully tested the world's most powerful rocket, capable of lifting a 64-ton cargo. In a flamboyant marketing coup, he used it to put his own Tesla racing car into space. It's now travelling towards Mars, with a dummy in a SpaceX spacesuit at the wheel, and David Bowie's Space Oddity playing on the radio.
Who will win the race?
Right now, Musk is looking good. He's already preparing an even larger rocket that he calls the BFR, short for Big Effing Rocket. The BFR will be able to transport 100 people in 40 cabins, plus materials, all the way to Mars, or elsewhere, and all at a comparatively low cost. The first rocket tests are planned for early 2019, though Musk's deadlines tend to be optimistic. Both Bezos and Musk believe that once they make space easily and cheaply accessible, thousands of other private companies will begin to exploit space in new ways. The space age is about to begin.